Well, I noticed as time went on, the Nimitta would last a lot longer. I was much more able to pay attention to little details of it as time went on. It just became much more natural, less frustrating. The visuals developed a little bit, so I would play with some color washes as time went on. There's definitely a development that included the visual field as well as sort of a integration of psychological stuff, integration of self, no self kind of stuff. So definitely a trend of development over time.
I also noticed a development in the closed eye visuals from initially sensing motion, so either tunneling forwards or spinning on a flat plane or spinning a sphere, but not necessarily with a lot of structure to begin with. Then gradually more and more detailed structures kind of filled those motions. So I would see spinning wheels, or I would see tunnels with the details. Maybe it was a hotel hallway or something. And then maybe around day three, I started getting like rainbow bands of color, which were initially free floating, but the deeper my concentration became, the more integrated they became with the 3D structures and the motions. So if I had a black and gray spinning wheel, suddenly it then had a rainbow band around the edge of it. And I found that the integration of the motion, the structure, and the colors was a sign of my concentration deepening.
In my daily practice outside the retreat, sometimes it takes me easily up to an hour to actually tune in into my chosen meditation object. Here, towards the end of practice, let's say sometime after day 7 to 10, it takes virtually minutes, and sometimes even it's almost instantaneous how fast I can pay attention to meditation object after sitting down. And that being despite me working on a home office kind of arrangement in these past few days of retreat.
Following on from that, I also noticed that in the last few days, when I woke up from sleep and closed my eyes again, I would be automatically flying down a tunnel or in some wide open space. So the concentration was continuous.
I also noticed more of an automatic paying attention to the visual field. It would catch me by surprise. I would have my eyes closed and I'd be like, whoa, I'm actually noticing it.
I also noticed the colors for me didn't come for a while. And when they did, I noticed myself get excited and on a state of awe opening at color washes coalescing. And then over time that slowly I began to actually recognize lava type formations and stay with the dripping more and the or melty thing to be able to move with it. And also the integration of what felt like my physical body in the top of my eyelids didn't happen until well into week 2. And there was different progressional things that sort of happened in a way that kind of built to the ability to access this recognition.
It also really helped my self-confidence to really see that the concentration is a learnable skill. It was really beautiful to observe how I get better at this thing that I really want to get better at, given good instructions and some conductive environment.
Light was another quality that came into the closed eye visuals. Once the color came in and I was able to at one point get the white and gold to ignite, which is something that someone describes and is a really mesmerizing occurrence if you can make it happen. And it seemed to be like an intensification of the colors to the point where it literally looks like the candle flame is burning behind your eyelids.
I also will say that there was, for me personally, and maybe it could be coming in from less experience, but approaching it from a perspective of not seeking to manipulate, not seeking to change or morph, but actually just allowing arising, for me being a beginner, was an invitation, an inviting approach.
That was something I went back and forth on as well, so at some points trying to manipulate, changing colors, and at other times just letting things appear.
I got my most photorealistic visuals on first couple of days of the retreat. Having experienced that, I still would judge my concentration being much stronger, much more under my control towards the end of the retreat, despite these photorealistic images not coming back. I have seen different visions. I wouldn't judge, the quality of my concentration based on what I've seen. I would judge it based on the way I feel about my concentration.
This place has lots of interesting stuff to observe.
I really like that the environment was interesting and conducive to practice. The carpets and curtains and carvings in fireplaces and things like that. There's just lots of interesting things to look at. And even aesthetically, the feeling of the place, that the curtains are thick and heavy and old and worn out and patterned, and lots of wood and so on and so forth. It was basically a great environment for this sort of practice. And I'm sure it made a considerable difference to my practice at any rate, being able to always find something to enjoy around me.
And to be in a shire.
With hobbits. It is a very magical house.
Yeah, how did you do that?
The hobbits?
Finding a magic house.
Oh, yeah. A lot of work.
Right. Just hard work.
Hard work.